Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Nathan Ottens presented an update on the dog park. As his Eagle Scout project, he has raised approximately half of the $5,000 match required to proceed. He will bring back information on a potential grant from the Kansas Wildlife and Parks the next meeting. Donations toward the cause may still be left at City Hall. A resolution was approved designating a deputy city fire chief, appointment by the mayor with council approval. No appointment was chosen at this time. The site plan for the Marysville Elementary School is available for the public inspection at City Hall. Bid letting for the Kaling Highway Overlay Project on U.S. 36 was set for 2017. If a 2018 application for U.S. 77 is approved, the two may be combined. Casey's provided reimbursement for entrance development of a new store site in the amount of $37,981. Update on the city administrator search has 11 applicants thus far with a council consensus to keep the application period open another 30 days. A Heritage Trust Fund grant for repairs at the Mexican restaurant on the Kester Block, which is city-owned, was denied. The Kester Block Advisory Committee will prioritize repair needs and consider options. Pre-construction meeting for the geometric improvement project on U.S. 36 at 20th Street will be March 17th. Council reached a tie vote, and the mayor voted to limit the time for a city employee to attend conferences and workshops to 14 days, paid leave annually with expenses. The city clerk had requested 20 days. A potential violation of a nepotism policy in the city street department was discussed. Council voted 7-1 to allow amendment of the policy with council approval, Vicki Gross voting no. It was requested that street improvements be prioritized in the same manner as curb and gutter work. City administrator hopes to bring options for brick repair or concrete replacement of the block in front of Cromie's Market back to the next meeting. Curb and gutter work in that area is planned. The mayor expressed concerns with purchase of a new truck for the water department, citing rates, consistency, and plant building improvements. In spite of the objection, consensus was to bring the matter up for discussion at the upcoming city workshop. Parks and Rec advised Marysville was not selected for next summer's Legion baseball tournament. Efforts to upgrade Feldhausen Field will continue. A proposal for restructuring hangar lease rates at the airport was discussed, going from a flat annual fee per plane space to a fee based on square footage with annual increases each of the next 3 years. A recommendation from Police and Fire Committee to allow golf carts and ATVs on public streets resulted in a tie vote, with the mayor voting no, citing safety reasons. Wayne Cruzy was approved as chair of the City Convention and Tourism Committee. Nick Stahl was approved as an alternate on the Planning Commission. The public was encouraged to vote online in a Kansas Magazine contest recognizing Kansas' best small city. United Bank and Trust will recognize Dennis Kramer at a retirement party Friday, 10 until 2 at the main bank location downtown Marysville. Refreshments and, of course, all are welcome. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, salmon patty, baked potato, mixed veggie, and peach cobbler. On Monday, Ritz chicken, rice, sweet bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. Check of the school and community calendar, state wrestling tournament, Friday and Saturday. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care. Incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it definitely doesn't feel like at the end of February as we're going to see more spring-like temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this Friday, continuing all the way into the weekend. We have a nice upper-level ridge that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend, bringing us our temperatures well above average for this time of year, right around the lower to mid and upper 60s. It looks like we have a high-pressure system as well that will continue to linger all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us sunny skies throughout the rest of this Friday into the weekend and into the early parts of next week. It looks like our next chance of rain won't be until Monday night. So throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, clear with a low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high near 69. Tomorrow night, clear, low near 45. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 49. Record high on this date, 78 in 1995. The average low, 27. Record low is 1 below 0 in 1965. Sunset this evening, 6:11. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59. Clear skies, 24 degrees, a light south wind. Barometer, 30.26 inches. Relative humidity at 85%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 26th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Thursday night basketball action in girls' play. Hanover defeated Wakefield 58-22. Valley Heights took Lynn 53-36. Centralia girls over Onega 64-20. Troy beat Riverside 55-28. Nemahal Central in overtime held off ACCHS 39-35. In boys' play, Nebraska sub-district action, HTRS defeated Southern 45-25. Hanover boys took Wakefield 58-22. Valley Heights over Lynn 70-33. Centralia topped Onega 57-44. Troy beat Riverside 53-50. And Nemahal Central held off ACCHS 63-47.
Wildcat fans, help send off your K-State women's basketball seniors in style. Coach Jeff Mitty and the Cats host Senior Day against nationally ranked Baylor at 3:30 p.m. Saturday, February 27th in Bramlage Coliseum. Arrive early. The first 1,500 fans will receive Oreo churros, and the first 500 will also receive a free K-State sunglass croaky. Stay in your seats post-game for all Senior Day activities. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA analysts have once again lowered their expectations for U.S. agricultural exports for this fiscal year. In August, they forecast exports to reach roughly $138 million. That forecast revised in December to $131 million. USDA now predicts exports totaling $125 million, down more than 10% from last year. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson unveiled the new numbers at the Ag Outlook Forum yesterday. He says one-third of the decline is because of reduced sales to China. Other factors include lower grain and feed export prices, along with strong competition and weaker world demand. But Ag Secretary Vilsack expressed confidence, saying there's going to be a huge need for food in this country and the world long term. He says the U.S. producers need to lead the world in meeting that increased long-term demand. And speaking of the secretary, he told the Ag Outlook Forum he has no plans after his current job expires, even if a Democrat takes over the White House. He said he's going to focus on the job he's got, and he has no desire to become the longest-serving secretary, adding the longest-serving agriculture secretary went 16 years, and I don't think there's any chance of making that record. Vilsack said he believes somebody else deserves the opportunity he currently has as serving as the department secretary. Vilsack is the only member of the president's cabinet who has served since Obama took office. Last August, Vilsack endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, and Vilsack briefly ran for president in 2008, if you remember, then threw his support behind Clinton after dropping out. And Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts says the committee will mark up his GMO labeling bill next Tuesday. Find more ag information online at agview.net with this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. Here's the latest ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts postponed yesterday's planned markup of his GMO labeling bill until next week. The Kansas senator said in a press advisory the markup was postponed, quote, due to changes on the Senate floor. He added the new time will be announced later. Roberts distributed a letter of support for his bill Wednesday. The letter was organized by the Coalition for a Safe, Affordable Food Supply. That is a group that opposes state labeling laws. The bill would serve as a national voluntary GM labeling standard that preempts state laws, such as the Vermont mandatory labeling law that's set to take effect in July. In other news, we all know about record prices and high profitability the last couple of 3 years. University of Missouri Extension agricultural economist Scott Brown says that is probably going to come to a screeching halt here in 2016.
We're going to have lower livestock prices across the board. I don't care whether you're a cattle, hog, or dairy producer. Prices you receive in 2016 are going to be lower than what you saw in 2015.
The USDA is projecting net farm income to fall below $55 billion. That's down from more than $120 billion in 2013. Brown says that will affect others besides farmers, machinery, fertilizer, seed, and chemical suppliers. We're all trying to adjust to tighter agricultural economy.
And I think even rural communities are going to feel some of the changes that are coming, because it was a very good period of time when you look back 3 or 4 years ago to now what is a much tougher situation.
In a related note, Brown says farmers are likely to plant more than 90 million acres of corn if the spring is decent. He says that will certainly be a pressure on prices. He does not anticipate increased demand from exports due to a stronger dollar. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.